writing later, quite soon actually, because it's going to be a short talk. Can everybody see that? Can you see that if I write on that? You're okay over there? What about over here? You all right? Fantastic. Okay, great. So, The Friend at Midnight. You know, one of the nice things about coming along to church is wanting to receive something from God. You know, when we come along, something I can take into my life, something I can take into my week. So these August Sundays, they're fun, aren't they? And it's nice to do things differently. But it's good to go away with something in our heart. And there's a wonderful message in this, and I think a timely message for us in this. So The Friend at Midnight, there he is. What is this about? What is this about? A couple of people got their impressions of the talk. Abiola, did I get it right? Thank you so much. Perseverance pays. Persistence pays, okay? Patience, perseverance, persistence. I wasn't quite sure which one it was, but they're all the same pretty much, aren't they? Pays, okay. The other thing really is that this parable is about prayer, isn't it? Jesus said, Luke 11:5, then teaching them more about prayer, he used this story. So there's something here to help us in our praying. Is God as reluctant as Bob to get up and give bread to his friends? You know, you could read this parable and think this is all about the reluctant father who doesn't want to give bread to his children. Does God ever seem a bit like that to you? That he's reluctant to give to us? But actually, this parable says something different, because at the end of it says that if you, being evil, a little bit evil, all of us, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? How much more? So the problem isn't God's willingness, is it? God wants to give to us. In another version of this in the Gospels, it says, how much more will God give good things to his children? So God is willing, isn't he? He's not reluctant. But he wants something from us. What is he looking for in us? What is it that stops us sometimes getting our prayers answered? God is looking for something in us, I believe. And that's why Jesus gave us this parable. Is God really too busy? Answer, no. He wants us to feel our need. Here's the good man and his mates arriving. You know, I often think I can't help of personifying this parable. And often when I read this, I think of Michelle. I'm sorry, Michelle. I think, who is the most likely person to have a lot of friends arriving at 11 p.m. and not having enough food and having the boldness to knock on your door? I don't know whether it's happened to you, Hickmans. Knocking on your door and said, you haven't got this, have you? Because I've got a whole lot of people have just arrived in my house. I could easily imagine that scenario, but that's what happened here. So he's just arrived for a visit, and he says, I've got nothing to give them. I've got nothing to give him to eat. I've got nothing. And you know, part of our prayers, the thing that makes us pray, is actually that sense of having nothing, isn't it? If we think we've got everything, we don't want anything. You know, the other night, in the middle of the night, I woke up. And anybody got a phone here with games on it? I'm going to confess something here. There's a word game called Word for Friends. I never play this game, but I never play it with friends. I always play with the phone. But it's kind of settles my mind a bit. But actually, I read the Bible, and which is also on my phone. And you know, we've got a choice, haven't we, all the time, which fountain we drink from. And rather than think, I'll just, you know, maybe just play for a few minutes this game, maybe that'll put me to sleep, I thought, I read this passage and I thought, how can I be full of the Holy Spirit? I was reading about Stephen and it says, and Stephen was filled with the Spirit. He was filled with wisdom. He was filled with grace. He was filled with power. He was full of the Holy Spirit. But we cannot be full of the Holy Spirit if we are full of other things. And so I switched off that little game. And I actually deleted it from my phone because I thought it'd be too tempting to go back to that. And instead, I read the Bible and I prayed, which is what my wife does. She has this theory that if I wake up in the middle of the night, you pray, because that way, either God or the devil will put you to sleep. God will give you rest, or the devil doesn't want you praying, and you go back to sleep anyway. I don't know whether you follow that logic or not. But God wants us to be full of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we don't sense our need of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we don't pray for him. Some people think they've already got the Holy Spirit. Anybody think they've got the Holy Spirit? Yeah, we've all got the Holy Spirit. But we haven't got enough of the Holy Spirit, have we? And that's the point of this parable. Why ask if we've already got what we're asking for? I've got nothing to eat. So what is God looking for in our hearts? He's looking for desire. If we don't really want what we're asking for in prayer, he won't give it to us. And very often we have to wait until we really want something. And God makes us really desperate about things. Sometimes he makes our circumstances really difficult because he's trying to get to us. He's trying to get us to pray and to really mean what we're praying. Sometimes I've gone to the prayer meeting and I've prayed a prayer that isn't really meaningful. But often I find that when I really mean what I'm praying for, when it's really sincerely from my heart and there's a strong desire, I quickly get from God what I want. Sometimes we have to persevere. I was talking to Onyeka about a very long prayer for many, many years that she's had wonderfully answered. I remember I've been praying for my business, for something to happen to it for 25 years. I've been praying for something to happen with my son for, at that point, I think it was about, pretty much the same time, 25, 26 years. And I sold my business. I got a little bit of money for it. And God answered my prayer. And you know, on the one day I sold my business, the next day my son flew to Brazil in the next phase of our lives. And it's like God so obviously did that. And there were two 25-year prayers answered at one time, just for God to make the point. Very often I find that trials are packaged together. Suddenly it seems like everything is difficult because God's trying to make a point. And then sometimes all the blessing comes at once. And God's trying to show us how much he loves us. But often things get difficult because he's trying to get our attention or he's preparing us for change. So here's this man with nothing to eat. But he had a great sense of need. Sheila the Shouter, a heartfelt cry. And she was persistent. Bob and Vicky have actually done that before. Do you remember that? On the Good News Crusade camp, and because they were so good, we felt that we couldn't give them any choice today. We had to get them on there. And here's the promise: if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. Don't you love that translation? God wants shameless persistence in our prayers. So this is what we got to do. We've got to keep on asking. We've got to keep on seeking. We got to keep on knocking. And it says, and he will, and he will, and he will. God wants us to persist. Somebody once said that God doesn't want our ability, and you know the answer, he wants our... Okay, I read something different yesterday. It said God doesn't want our availability, he wants our stickability. And that sometimes, you know, God wants us to stick at it. And things get difficult because he's trying to put iron in our souls and make us stronger people. So we need to keep on praying and we will receive. So what are we asking for in this parable? What are we asking for? Just one thing. Somebody tell me. I heard somebody whisper the Holy Spirit. It's about the Holy Spirit, isn't it? How much more? It's not about bread. It's about the Holy Spirit. How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those that ask? Now, what I want to do, God willing, is just pick your brains for a minute. Okay? So I'll put that there. Pull this back a little bit. Sheila the Shouter's megaphone that doesn't work out of the way. And try and find a pen that works. They don't always work, Pat. There we go. Let's try that one. Okay, who is the Holy Spirit? Now, I want to start with the children. So you've got to shout out loud. What does the Holy Spirit do? I'm going to give you a clue. One thing about the Holy Spirit is that he is a helper. Yeah? He is a helper. How does he help us? In what ways does the Holy Spirit help us? What does the Holy Spirit do? Any children? Any flame? What does the Holy Spirit do? He's just like up in heaven, yeah? Gain more faith. Is that right? Yeah, he does actually. So he gives faith. Do you know how we know that? One of the fruits of the Spirit is faith. One of the gifts of the Spirit is faith. Thank you, Munya. Good preacher's voice at the back there. He gives faith. What else does he give us? David? Daniel, sorry?
He helps us to understand the thing we need.
Whoa. Thank you. He helps us to understand. It says that in the Bible, doesn't it? He will show you the things that will come to pass. He will reveal to you the things that my Father has prepared for you. They're revealed by the Spirit. He helps us to understand. Somebody else, another flame. Hey, you're doing good, flame. Anybody else? Okay, what about tribe? What does the Holy Spirit do? What else does he give us? He gives us faith. He gives us understanding. Yes, Munya again. Repentance. Yes, when he comes, he will convict of sin. He brings repentance. He shows us where we are wrong. He convicts of sin and righteousness and judgment. What else does the Holy Spirit do? What do you lack sometimes in your life? No, I've got to give you a break, Munya. Did somebody say compassion? Romans 5:5. He pours out love into our heart. The Spirit pours the love of God out into our hearts. Thank you, Sabrina. Anybody else? What does the Holy Spirit give? Sarah? He helps us to pray in Romans 8. It tells us we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit helps us in our weakness. So we'll put prayer there. What else do we lack? Okay, yeah, he softens our heart. Somebody else? David? He gives us perseverance. Yeah, patience is a fruit of what? The Spirit. Somebody else? He's our comforter. He's our comforter. Wow, isn't that amazing? Anybody ever needed comforting? And you just enjoyed the comfort of God? Ruth, I see that hand there.
Guidance.
Guidance. When he comes, he will guide you into all truth. He's our guide. Anybody else? We're doing well here. We're going to try and fill it up. Yeah. Eliza?
Companionship.
He will be with you. I will send you another comforter and he will be with you. So actually, he's our companion. What a wonderful way of putting it. Yes, somebody else, please. Nice and loud. Thank you, Sandra. He gives us joy. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, and peace. He gives us peace. What else does the Spirit give us? Matthew? Boldness. Yes, it says of Stephen, he was filled with the Spirit and boldness. This is all very scriptural, isn't it? Yeah, Leon. Healing. Wow. So these are the gifts of the Spirit, aren't they? It says that he gives gifts in 1 Corinthians 12, gifts of healing. What else are those gifts does he give us? Ah, wisdom. Fantastic. Okay, wisdom. Again, of Stephen, it says he was filled with the Spirit and wisdom. And what about these other gifts? Well, is it just healing? Shout them out. I want some more gifts. Prophecy, yes. Another one, please. Words of knowledge that you couldn't possibly understand any other way. Another one? And other languages. Yeah? Yeah, I got that, Munya. Thank you so much. Education. I guess that's he will lead you into all truth, isn't it? A preacher, yes. The Spirit anointed prophets. So yes, preaching is correct. That anointing in the Old Testament came on preachers and prophets. He helps us to do the things that we are called to do. Who else did he help in the Old Testament? He helped prophets and he anointed. When the prophet went with the oil, what did he pour it on? Kings. So he helps us if we have to lead. He anoints us. And the guy who built the tabernacle, he also anoints builders. That's good, isn't it? Bob. Not to take that one too far. Fantastic. Anything else? I'm going to just do one more now. Jan. Hope. Hope. He gives us hope. How does he give us hope? Maybe by telling us the things ahead that are going to happen. Who wrote the Bible? The Holy Spirit. Men of God, the Spirit came upon them. So the Bible. So he helps us to read the Bible. A great teacher. Yes. He teaches us. Do you need the Holy Spirit? We need the Holy Spirit, don't we? Okay. David, do you want to come up again and play? Matthew, do you want to just share your thought? And we're going to just pray together for a minute and ask for more of the Holy Spirit.
I don't know about you guys, but I found that so helpful. And this is one thing that's been like I've been grappling with a bit recently. The idea of like, you know, I have the Holy Spirit. I have him already in me. So, you know, why do we sing songs like Holy Spirit, you're welcome here and things like that? But when Nick shared today about how the Old Testament apostles were filled with the Spirit and bold the Spirit, which enabled them to speak in tongues. And it was like a thing that happened quite regularly. And like when they were praying once and Peter and John were there and they began after praying, the ground trembled and they were filled with the Spirit and spoke with boldness. Like it's something that happens again and again. And it talks about, you know, don't be drunk on wine, but instead be continually filled by the Spirit. And I think that this is something I didn't realize actually how much I need. You can have the Holy Spirit in you, but to be overflowing and always like acting in every aspect of your life, what David said earlier, in every room, be continuously overflowing with that. That's what we want. Like then we'll be thanking God at all times. Then we'll be loving with God's love. Then we'll be, you know, speaking psalms and hymns always. And yes, I think it's an awesome thing to want, to be wanting this overflowing.
Thank you, Matt. So we're going to sing again that song, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. And let's do this really as a prayer. We're going to close our eyes in a moment. And I want us to make this very personal. If you think that you need more of any of these things, it would be a good idea to pray, wouldn't it? So what I'm going to ask is that as you think, yes, I need more of the Holy Spirit in this area and this area, then just stand up, close out your eyes and just stand up as an indication I'm asking God for this. And then we're going to all sing together and pray for more of the Holy Spirit. What is it? Is it love? God gives us love where we don't have any. Is it joy? Is it the knowledge of God Himself? Is it an understanding of the Bible? Is it power to do the thing that He's asking us to do? Is it help with something? Is it comfort this morning? Is it the ability to pray that we find so hard sometimes? The Bible says we should worship in spirit. He even helps us to worship. Holy Spirit, you are so great. You are so wonderful. And Father, we are so blessed that you have given us of your Spirit, Lord. Jesus, when you went to heaven, you said, it's better. It's better because I'm sending him. And he will be with you forever. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for what we know of him. And we are asking for more of him today. Thank you for showing us our need. help us to feel a bit more desperate about our need of the Holy Spirit. Help us to come to you with sincere, desiring hearts, Lord. We worship you. We worship you.
I struggled to come out to share this. There was a day that we were in prayer meeting on Tuesday, and he shared about the Holy Spirit. And he wrote it down just like this, as people were sharing what Holy Spirit, all his qualities. And I realized that I've been really discarding the Holy Spirit. And then the following Sunday, on that same week, Cliff came and he spoke about the Holy Spirit. You know, I personalized him. And as I did, if I'm struggling with something, I just say, Holy Spirit, my helper. As soon as I call him, whatever it is, even if I'm looking for something that I have no clue where it is, he will just lead me there. It's just so practical. So Holy Spirit, you know, I just thank him because the Lord brought me to realize that he is three and he's one. And he got those qualities, he's using them for our good. And that's just what I wanted to share. And because I was struggling to say this, but I think maybe there's somebody who I was thinking, Holy Spirit, oh, Jesus and God, yeah? But he is there for our help. He is the practicality that Jesus brought down for us, that we can call upon him at any time, no matter whatever it is. Even when I'm struggling and I'm saying, I'm going to do something in my job and I cannot even remember what to do. Once I say, Holy Spirit, just lead me. Even the baby that I'm going to have a look at, he will just point me to what to look. What I'm going to say to the mothers, what I'm going to do. When I come out, I can say, I do not even think of all those things because I know that the Holy Spirit that is leading me to do that. And that's our God. He is complete. Praise him.
Amen. Let's sing, shall we?
Another Sunday, together as a family. Could everyone grab a friend? Grab a friend, grab a seat. If you're already sick, you turn around to the person behind you and say hello. How are you doing today? How did you sleep? Was it a good week? Fantastic. Brilliant, everyone. Yeah, come down, grab a seat. That'll be fantastic. Thank you so much, guys. I would love to share a little verse with you guys this morning before we get started. I think, like, it sounds like this week in the church, like, there's been quite a lot of trials and different people are going through different trials at the time right now. And so I think it's more important than ever that we reflect on God's promises so we don't forget how good he is. And so I want to share a promise that God shared for us today. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I love that last bit. Do not be discouraged. I find so often in life it's so easy to get discouraged by things and to forget just how good God is to us. I would like to ask if any children would be willing to come up and just say one sentence prayer. Just come up. Anyone fancy? Oh, fantastic. Yes, Jojo. Just to give thank any teenagers as well. I'd like to. No, this is perfect. Thanks, guys. And just a sentence prayer about just that the Holy Spirit will come and meet with us today in a new way. Is that cool, Jojo? Do you fancy starting?
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus, that today in our lives we will just have a good time. Thank you that every day we'll have a good time. Thank you that you're just in our hearts and you will never leave us and we will never leave you. Thank you that you've just done everything for us and we are really grateful for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for bringing us safely, Lord. Would you just please help us to meet you here, Lord? Lord, would you just please help us to find something new in you, Lord? And Lord, would you just please help us to understand the Bible more, Lord? And Lord, please, would you just make things that we don't know known to us? Amen.
Father, Lord, I thank you for an opportunity to come to somewhere like this, Lord. I thank you for everything that you provided. I thank you, Lord, for everywhere that you've been with us. I pray, Lord, that today that you bring the Holy Spirit into this church, Lord. I pray, Lord, that everyone will feel the fire of the Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, that today that we'll really get closer to you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Awesome, guys. Thank you, guys. Yeah, so not forgetting that promise that God will be with us. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. We're going to worship God together now. So please, could you stand up? Over to you, my brother.
So this morning, as Matt was talking about God's faithfulness and his promises, let's just reflect maybe on what good God has done in our hearts, or done this week, or done this month. What things we can be thankful for his faithfulness. So as we sing, "How great thou art, how great you are," let's just reflect on what God has been doing in our lives.
Doesn't realize he's doing the next bit. Get your script, bro. In the absence of my wife, Wont Yen, who sadly is still not very well, we've got a couple of things now. We're going to do a dramatic reading, not too dramatic, I hope. And that's followed by another instant drama. So very exciting. The theme of our meeting, we've been doing the parables over these August Sundays, and this one is the parable of the friend at midnight. And so we're going to, these two, the dramatic reading is going to be the reading, and then we're going to try and act it out. My wife, Jo, she says that, and I've heard her say this many times to people who are starting to help with the children's work, she has this mantra: make it fun, make it spiritual. And that's what these Sundays are about. It's a lot of fun. But actually, this is an amazing truth. So as you enjoy the reading and the drama, just listen to what God is saying to you. So, inviting Matthew Hickman and friends. Matthew, perhaps you could just introduce your friends before you read this.
Well, first we have the magnificent Lucy. Yay! The one and only, all the way from New Zealand, just for this dramatic reading, Josiah. Oh! Fantastic. And they were persuaded this morning to come up and do this dramatic reading. So they're very dramatic people, so it's fantastic. So we're going to be reading from Luke 11, 5 to 13. And this story is actually quite a powerful story. And I think it's very clever how Jesus uses this particular parable to show just how eager God is to give us good things. So we'll read it and have a listen. Okay. So then, teaching them more about prayer, he used this story. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You say to him,
"A friend of mine has just arrived for a visit and I've nothing for him to eat."
And suppose he calls out from his bedroom,
"Don't bother me. The door is locked for the night and my family and I are all in bed. I can't help you."
But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. And so I tell you, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. You fathers, John Haruna, you fathers, if you ask children for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? No, well, it's good. If you ask them for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Thanks so much, guys. It's brilliant. Can I add one thing?
Peter. Big hand for Peter. Yeah. He really helped us get through last week. And so he and Matt are going to do organize this reading, and I'll just stand here in case they need my help.
Matthew, do you want to do the cast?
Okay. So, very exciting now. We need a kind and loving father. Who else would we choose but Bob Seuss to himself? Who else? Come on, a kind loving father. Up you come, mate. Well, thank you. Okay, many children. We do indeed have many children here. We need some teens and some adults and some children. So who could be a many child? Does any children fancy coming and joining in? Do you fancy, Daniel, do you fancy? Yes! Any other children? Joanna, do you fancy? Yes, Joanna. Dan Daly, would you fancy being a child? Fantastic. That's what we like to see. Any other children? Any other people who are young at heart? Bethany, are you young at heart? No? Okay. The back, Bracca? Yes, Bracca, that's what I like to see. Fantastic, brilliant, brilliant. Okay, Sheila the Shouter. Sheila the Shouter. It's a very interesting role, very dynamic. Vicky Suster. Fantastic, up you come. Brilliant, okay. Finally, an unruly mob of relatives. Patrick's an unruly mob, come on, Pat. Any relatives? Anyone fancy being a relative? David, fantastic. Do you guys want to be a relative? An unruly mob of relatives? All you guys want to come up? Yes! Fantastic. Brilliant. Unruly mob of relatives. Go get your costumes. Fantastic. And finally, we have a role for all of you. A very important role. And you must not forget it, okay? Must not forget it. So we need you to be the twittering owls. Can I hear some twittering of owls, please? That was good. That was good. And can I please hear some rustling of wind? That is fantastic. Okay, we're ready. We're ready. Everyone look good? Yeah, Bracken's looking particularly good there. Fantastic. Okay, so let's give us a go, guys. Give us a go. So, oh my goodness, the cast members. Well, we'll take a bow at the end. We'll take a bow at the end. There was once a kind and loving father who had many children. They had long and happy days together, and at night he would wash their little faces, clean their little teeth. He did this very quickly. Well done. There we go. Good job. Not much hygiene back then. And they would all settle down happily for a peaceful night's sleep, calling out good night to each other as they drifted off. Okay, maybe they didn't always call out good night, but sometimes they did.
Then the father would put on his big nightcap, yawn a great big yawn, and fall fast asleep. And nothing could be heard but the distant sound of the twittering owls and the rustle of the wind in the trees. But then suddenly, bang, 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 there was someone at the door.
The father was so deep asleep that he merely groaned and turned over. And all the children groaned and turned over. And nothing could be heard but the twittering of owls and the rustling of wind in the trees. But there it was again. Bang, bang, bang. This time, the father pulled his hat further down over his ears and muttered to himself, if I don't get up, they'll hopefully just go away.
But there it was again. Bang, bang, bang. Didn't really do it as hard as Matthew. And this time there was a voice. Wake up, wake up. The father just groaned. It was Sheila the Shouter, one of his neighbours. She was always asking for things. Hopefully she'll go away, he thought.
But there it was again. Bang, bang, bang. And now she had been joined by a motley crew of her wild relatives. Very fashionable looking wild relatives. They were chanting, bread, bread, we want bread. And then that was enough, thank you. The rude chanting woke up the children, who began to cry and groan. And quiet, quiet, he said calmly to the children. Quiet, quiet, he said calmly to the children. I'll deal with this. He shot out of bed and pulled up the window. What do you want at this time of night? He called out into the darkness.
Bread, shouted Sheila. Auntie Marge and her 9 children have just turned up from their holiday and I've nothing to give them. Can you help me? No, I can't. He called down. My house is all locked up and my children are all asleep. Or they were until you came along.
The loud wailing of children started up again. Quiet, said the father to the children. Go away, Sheila, he shouted down. And with that, he slammed the window. He flung himself into bed. And he began to snore loudly. Thank you, it's good. And the children did likewise. Can you hear them?
But what about Sheila the shouter? Was she going to give up? No way. She knew that the father was a kind man. In fact, he was one of the kindest men in the whole world. He was going to keep going. Then she reached for her secret weapon, her new red megaphone. Yay. And her voice boomed out across the town.
I just need bread!
And the mob of unruly relatives cheered.
Well, it worked a treat. Up got the father. Up got the children. Up got the window. And out came the bread. More than Sheila had ever hoped for. And the unruly mobs collected it all up and headed for home.
Cheers, called up Sheila to the father. I'll never bother you again. And the father laughed, a great father kind of laugh. Because he knew she would be back. Another day, another time, because she knew that he was a kind man. One of the kindest men in the whole world.
Fantastic. Well done, guys. David and the musicians rushing back to their posts. So what was the... just tell me, what was the point of that? What was the main point? Don't give up. Anybody else? Persistence pays. I like it. Over to you, Dave.
Let's stand on our feet as we're going to sing the next song. So here we're singing, I Believe in God the Father. Do we believe in God the Father?
Yes.
You believe in God the Son? Believe in God the Holy Spirit? Yes. So, yeah, let's just celebrate God's goodness to us. Let's celebrate who God is and who God's made us to be.
Good morning. Welcome to welcome this morning. If you're a visitor, then a very warm welcome to you. Let's just take a moment to say hi to one another, shall we? If you just turn around and say hi to somebody perhaps you don't know very well or a visitor, welcome them. Okay, calling us all back to order now. This is, I just want to make sure everyone's aware, this is a very significant day in the calendar for the UK. This is officially Central Heating Day. So from this day onwards, you are allowed to put on your central heating. This was officially declared by my wife this morning. Today is Central Heating Day. I was when Nick announced the dramatic reading this morning, I was reminded of a time when our children were very young. Sorry to embarrass you, Johnny. I think we'd been to Spring Harvest. And they'd done some dramatic Bible readings there, and we thought in our family kind of Bible reading thing, which we did from time to time, that we would try reading the Bible dramatically. And I did it so dramatically that my children were in tears at the end of the reading, which wasn't meant to be the purpose of reading it dramatically, putting them off the... John, would you like to provide us with a reminder...
Good morning, church. It's always a beautiful privilege to announce the international service. And I think my greatest joy is just thinking about the food. I can't stop hoping to eat. I just love to eat. But I think the international service is more than just eating physical food. It's more about eating the spiritual food, which is the food of God, which is love. The international service is about God's expression of love to humanity, cutting across the barriers of race and gender and thoughts and opinions, just looking at you exactly as you are and loving you. How wonderful is our God? And I just remember the few times that Pastor Nick had visited our home. And because we don't normally get visitors, I don't have any families in London except New Life. And before New Life, it's just my wife and my children, and that's all. We've come into the house, nobody knocks on the door. And Pastor Nick started knocking on the door, started coming to see us, and Pastor Bob as well, and a few of our lovely brothers and sisters here. But I think Pastor Nick was the culprit, because he comes too often. And my neighbor, one day, stopped me on my way to the car and said, hello, sir. I'm sorry, I don't want to be rude, but I see this white man. Tottenham and white don't go together, if you know what I mean. So this white man that knocks on your door every time, who is he? And I said, it's my brother. And the guy for once thought maybe I had some kind of issues with my head. He said, no, I mean the white guy, the white man. I said, yes, it's my brother from our church. He says, oh, you have a white brother. I said, yes. And that's what God loves about Christianity, about us, about humanity. That we are one, we are brothers. Whether you are from the Philippines or from Canada or from Australia or from Germany or even from Lagos, you're all one in Christ. So I would like encourage us to please invite our friends, our neighbors, our family members, our colleagues at work to come and enjoy the express nature of God's love towards humanity. Thank you.
Just as a reminder, I think there's an image up for the prayer meeting. Fantastic. The praying, what is that creature? Does it say? It's an otter, the praying otter. And Martin Luther's saying, fantastic. To be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. Amen. Amen. So on the 4th of September, 7:30 p.m., Highgate Road Chapel, we're starting the prayer meetings again. So it'd be lovely to see you there. Thank you, Pat. Good to just to pause for a moment this morning, just pray for our dear friend Paul. Had operation on Friday to remove kidney, a long operation. The operation went very well, praise God, but he's very sore. So let's just pray, shall we? Let's just pray for our dear, dear friend. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you that you're not a reluctant listener to our prayers, but you love it when we pray. Thank you that you invite us simply to bring our requests to you. Lord, that's all you ask us to do. Bring our requests to you. And we do this morning, Lord Jesus. Our request is blessing upon Paul, upon Barbara, Lord Jesus. Our request is grace over them and their family, Lord Jesus. Lord, our request is healing. Lord, a really swift recovery for Paul, Lord Jesus, that you would restore him to full health, Lord. Our prayer, Lord, is against the pain, Lord, that would naturally result after such an operation, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray for peace in his physical body, Lord Jesus. Courage and faith in his heart, Lord Jesus, that his thoughts, Lord, would be full of you and your word and the love from us, his friends and his family, Lord Jesus. Lord, this is our request to you, Lord, this morning. Amen. Okay, the sunbeams are going out this morning. When I say going out, I don't mean they're kind of, you know, getting off to the shops or anything, but going out for their group in the back, and the children otherwise are staying in and handing over to my dear friend Nick.